What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here from the This Kingdom podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about kind of the 21st Century Fox purchased by Disney, which is going to be going ahead this week. I mean, it's set to complete on March 20th, because in all honesty, there was very, very little news. It's almost as if there's a big Star Wars event taking place in a couple of weeks. We've got the Disney Plus stuff coming in a couple of weeks. We've got the Fox deal set to go. So it was kind of a bit, I think, the lull before the storm, because I'm expecting tons of news to come out after the 21st Century Fox purchase. So with that all said, let's talk a little bit about Fox, because obviously it's coming in this week. It's going to be owned by Disney. I thought it's a good idea for us to have a look, see what the deal is, see what it includes, and see maybe where we think it's going to be going kind of in the future and stuff. So first off, you know, they're going to be paying over $70 billion for this company. It did get pushed up in price. They originally wanted over $50 billion, but Comcast got into a bidding war with them that kept pushing the price up. And they ended up going into a bidding war with over Sky and got nearly $40 billion for that. But Comcast won that one. Now, this is the key thing, really, with Fox, because obviously this $70 billion number keeps getting turned around. But what happens from there is once they get hold of it, I think then the Sky money gets dropped off the end. So instantly this goes down to, what, maybe a 30-odd million dollar purchase. Then they're going to be selling off the Yes Sports Networks, which includes the, I think it's the Yankees thing. That's, and there's about 20 little regional ones. They're going for about $3.5 billion to Amazon. And they're going to sell off the Fox franchises in like Mexico and Brazil. This actual purchase of 70-odd billion is actually coming down to, it'll be, I'm guessing in total, it might be down about 30 billion by the time it actually to take off all the deductions.
I mean, as if 30 billion is a small amount of money. But yeah, you know, this is one of those things where we've seen kind of a give and take. Yes, the original purchase is this massive amount of money, but we also knew or assumed that part of it was Comcast trying to drive up the price so that they could then get in on the Sky deal, kind of force Disney out of that, and then bring everyone to the negotiating table for all the little bits and pieces that they want. So, yeah, it's two huge numbers that are impossible to even conceive of, but one is smaller than the other, and that's where it'll end up at. So,
yeah, it's so. I think the big thing of them losing Sky really does change the aspect of how much money they're spending out. It's not quite as big as they originally, you know, this big number 70 billion and everyone's using it. It's not going to be quite as much as that. Losing Sky, I think, was a big issue for them, because I think they were going to use Sky as a major block for Europe and things like that, which they've kind of lost, because they would have already had basically telephone and broadband, and they've also would have had on-demand devices. They would have had satellite. They would have been the broadcaster of their own network. So it would have been a massive thing, but unfortunately they've not got that. So they're going to have to launch. That's why I think like the streaming services, now that Sky is out the way, that means they can push forward with their own plans. Whereas probably if they had Sky, they could have just adapted what they had and gone with that instead. So that's the kind of that kind of things. So what is coming up, because while they're buying 21st Century Fox, they aren't buying the whole of Fox. There's going to be a new company called Fox Entertainment, which is the Fox network, is the Fox main channel that you guys have over in the US, which has you know, the Simpsons on and all the rest of it. But I think it works out that Disney will be making shows for that network. It's a bit complicated, that one, isn't it?
Right. And I mean, we don't know the full details, but I suspect when they say something like Disney will be making shows for that, it might not be under the Disney brand, or it might be under like a secondary brand, something like that. Like, as we've talked about plenty of times, they still want to keep the brands kind of separate, give them their own identity. But it also makes sense that they're going to want to include new things on the, not just continuing the current shows and I don't know, turning it into a syndication slot or something like that. But yeah.
I think some of those there's probably contracts in place for maintaining the shows they've got, but Fox Entertainment will start will start creating its own, or just, I think, to be honest, they look to be like they're just buying content rather than creating it themselves. They seem to be going down that line. It also means they don't get the, there's a couple of Fox Sports channels, like I think Fox, I know like Fox 2 is going to get in WWE SmackDown later this year, so they're not included in the deal. Also Fox News and like the newspaper business and all that lot, that's all going to be coming under the Fox. They're really kind of like narrowing down. They're really concentrating on the sports, the news, and they're going to keeping that traditional mainstream channel, because I think in America, Disney wouldn't be able to have the Fox channel because they've already got ABC. They're only allowed to have so many of those main core channels, which is kind of becoming irrelevant, but one of those kind of old-fashioned rules.
Well, that and Fox News is on the complete polar opposite of the spectrum from like MSNBC or ABC. So yeah, it would put them in a very odd situation. But the Fox News brand is completely divorced from pretty much everything else that's Fox related, because you could even argue that stuff like Family Guy or Simpsons or a lot of the shows, Bob's Burgers, also share a completely different viewpoint than Fox News. So yeah, it makes complete sense that Disney, even if they could, because like you said, legally they can't. There's laws in place that don't let you have control too much of the news, which is like one of the few news laws we have that actually makes any amount of sense. But even if they could, they probably wouldn't want to, because it's a very different message than the one they send with their other news networks.
Yeah, because they've got ABC News over in the US as well, which obviously is slightly different. So there's still going to be a Fox Entertainment, which is going to be owned by the former, but they basically, they're getting out of the movie business. They're getting out of most of the majority of the TV stuff. So what Disney are buying is a number of, they're buying like the FX channels, all of National Geographic. Well, National Geographic is about 75% owned by Fox, 25% by like the National Geographic Society. So Disney have got big plans for National Geographic. I think that even the National Geographic people themselves are saying they are expecting a massive upswing, because they know that, I think Disney are going to be much more behind them, because National Geographic kind of fits into that. You know, it really will give Disney an entirely new business to kind of really go after. They've, you know, Disney been making animal documentaries for a long time, but they never quite got, you know, that kind of same level that National Geographic did.
Right. And even in front of Captain Marvel, I think I saw a trailer for Penguins or something like that, which is by Disney Nature. And I think the real question there is whether they're going to try and force these Disney Nature movies into the National Geographic, or if they're going to let National Geographic kind of just be off on its own. Because one of the worst things they could do is dilute the National Geographic's brand. It is known for high quality cinematography, photography, generally non-biased documentaries on nature situations. That's a more recent thing. Nature documentaries kind of don't go before the 2000s if you want accuracy in most nature documentaries. Yeah. But which isn't to say that Disney Nature is like a bad documentary company. It's just that their brand isn't anywhere near on the level of National Geographic's.
Yeah, personally for me, like Disney Nature, I have watched those movies. I find them personally a bit condescending, and they're a bit cheesy, and they're a bit naff. They don't even release them over here in the UK, because our market over here we have higher standards because of the BBC. They aren't hitting what we get like on the BBC and with obviously National Geographic. So they don't even bother releasing them at the cinemas over here. They don't even do it over here. They just don't, and they never hit that point. So Disney Nature for me, they might carry on with that one, but they would be looking now that National Geographic is a more natural fit. We'll start seeing that pushed a bit more, probably like at Animal Kingdom. They'll start pushing it. It's going to be a major part of Disney Plus, but I expect that to become its own, it's going to be its own brand. We'll start seeing National Geographic products on Shop Disney. We'll see the stuff at the, it's going to become a brand like Marvel and Star Wars, because they are going to want to keep that and its own complete running, because it is, it is a separate business, but they're going to want to include that, but at the same time they can allow it to be its own little business running its own little thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that they need to keep their hands out of it as much as possible. Just go, we're the publishers, or we're the people who are putting the movies out, our name is on the movies, but the Nat Geo Society, you guys are still in charge of the content, and that's the way it should be, because they don't want to screw up a brand that they're bringing in that is already extremely popular, well-known, well-respected. I'm sure there are some people listening right now who are chuckling about that, going, oh, look what they did to Star Wars or something like that. But even if you think that they've destroyed Star Wars, or, you know, that's a whole different debate, Nat Geo is a completely different bag of worms. You're coming from sci-fi opera campiness, yeah, over to extremely detailed documentary. Yeah,
but it's also, you know, they got the magazine, but also they released pretty much new books weekly. They produce a lot of product and produce for that will fit into the, like, their, you know, you can see all of that being merged over into consumer products. You know, I can see the books all being pushed over to Disney Books, because there's no point in running the two companies separate. You know, all of that stuff will start being pushed over to Disney and producing it. It will just be under that banner. And so I think National Geographic is going to be one of the key brands. The other big brand, obviously, is 21st Century Fox itself. Bob Iger did say in a share meeting a couple of weeks ago that they're planning on keeping that brand, because essentially it means that they can release R-rated stuff, the more the Oscar kind of related movies. They're still going to be keeping Fox Searchlight. I'm wondering whether or not they might eventually rebrand that just Searchlight and drop the Fox, because I'm imagining in the long run that the whole thing with Fox Entertainment and Fox News and Fox Sports, they're going to slowly drift away from that branding for things.
Yeah, it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to be something that, you know, the deal finishes, the money changes hands and all that, and all of a sudden Fox is just removed from all the branding. But yeah, in a handful of years, maybe half a decade, I could see it becoming Spotlight, or even something just completely different. Yeah. They might rebrand it completely. But yeah, I mean, they're going to want to move away from the Fox name eventually, but it'll be a gradual process. It won't be one day it exists and the next day it's gone.
Yeah. So we got that. So the Fox Searchlight, they're going to be making, they tend to make the more independent movies, the smaller movies. But Disney are actually very much in, I think they're very much looking at the concept that they used to have Touchstone. They dropped that. They used to release movies that weren't kind of under the Disney band, things like Sister Act, Con Air, things like that. They dropped all of that and focused purely on the Disney branded stuff, Marvel and Star Wars. I think kind of tied in with Marvel and Star Wars coming in. But now they kind of felt like, I think they left a big portion of the film business, left it alone, and other people have kind of come in and taken it. And they kind of want their piece of the pie. They want to make movies that are a bit cheaper. They want to make movies that are a bit more Oscar friendly and things that they can sell more for their streaming services, because they know that the distribution model is all changing. And they probably aren't going to release as many at the cinema. There's a big kind of thing going on right now of where they don't need to do that as much, and they don't want to be having them competing against their big movies. But Disney want to have adult orientated, family friendly stuff. They want to have more movies out, but not necessarily the big 200, 300 billion, million dollar budget movies. I think they knew that sometimes these little movies can make a lot of money for them for a very little investment.
Yeah, and they want to be able to tap into that market, because, as we've talked about plenty of times in the past, the Disney brand is associated with certain types of movies. There is something, you can't even really put your finger on what it is, but Disney tends to have just like a specific feeling, whether it's their animated movies or the live action movies or something like that. And movies like Armageddon or The Rock or stuff like that don't fit under that. So that you, so it might say a Disney company at the bottom of the screen when you get, you know, the Touchstone logo back in the day. But yeah, they want these other places, these other studios that they can put these movies out, make money off these movies, get the prestige of Oscar nominations and hopefully Oscar wins, without changing how people perceive the name Disney. So when you, so it'll still be when you go to a theater and you see a movie that starts with Walt Disney and you got the castle and, you know, Tinkerbell flies over and all that stuff, you will get a specific type of movie, but they still get to create the indies, the adult films, the, you know, the stuff that wouldn't traditionally fall under the brand. And it's exactly what they want.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we sat for Captain Marvel the other week. You know, the castle didn't come up at the beginning. That doesn't, you know, they might say at the end in the credits, you know, filmed by Disney and all the rest of it, but they don't have that logo at the front when the trailers launches. They don't have it. I'm still expecting that 20th Century Fox fanfare and that that's still going to be a major part going forward. And they're going to want to keep that brand, and it will allow them a lot more flexibility to kind of do that. And so they are pushing into this. There's a lot of brands that come under the 21st Century Fox, like movie things. We've got things like Aliens, Predator, Die Hard, Home Alone, Avatar. Though I think Avatar is going to be shifted over to the Disney brand. There's probably going to be some movies that will come out in the future that will be switched over. Whether or not 21st Century Fox just becomes more adult orientated, or if they carry on with the family-friendly stuff, things like what did we have recently? The Kid That Would Be King or Alita Battle Angel. They might still continue to make family-friendly stuff under the 21st Century Fox banner, because they want to. They might. It's just going to be that thing. You're going to see a little bit more differences. The other thing with the movies, there are so many franchises and stuff that they've got, and there's a lot of opportunity there.
Yeah, and you know, you're talking about a movie like The Kid Who Would Be King. I haven't seen it, so I can't comment on the movie itself. But just because it's a family-friendly movie or aimed at a younger audience doesn't necessarily mean that it fits under the Disney brand. And that's, you know, so they might move that kind of thing over, and there might even be a couple movies like that. Or, you know, if a movie like The Goonies came out today, or... Well, and I was going to say The Sandlot, but as we talked about, there are a TV series of The Sandlot. That's a bit different. But, you know, they're a little bit edgier. They're a little bit more mature. They're still aimed at kids, but they tackle more difficult subjects that might not come under the Disney banner. So,
yeah, I think, you know, you're going to see a lot of this, but they're going to see a little bit more of that kind of almost, I would imagine, this to become a new brand, like we've seen how they promote like Disney, Marvel, etc. You're going to see that there. And you're going to see things like this, I imagine, will eventually start creeping into the theme parks, especially places like Hollywood Studios. You're going to they might not necessarily put an alien into Tomorrowland, but, you know, the idea that they're going to start going into that archive, using those cinema things and tying into it. You know, they've got a Hollywood Studios theme park. They've got this asset. Whether or not we're going to see a Predator ride, I don't know, but... You know, I mean, Tower of Terror turned into Die Hard. That could be fun. You know, there's lots of different options available. You know, not necessarily going to be bringing a lot of things over, but it gives them a little bit more easily to put it under a different banner. The other thing that comes under with 21st Century Fox Television, they're going to be getting TV, the network's Fox, FX. So that'll all be coming over. There's also, they're going to be getting like Star in India. And there's a few other channels internationally as well that will be coming under it. So they're also going to be getting television production areas. They're renting the studio out in Hollywood for like 7 years off of Fox while they kind of sort stuff out. So there's a lot of television stuff, which all ties into their streaming platform stuff, which they're doing. They want to ready up to make more production. So they basically just brought production companies, networks and content. And then they've suddenly got this massive back catalog of stuff as well. That's a big aspect that they're going to be able to mine for Hulu and Disney Plus Because they're not looking for DVD sales anymore. As much as the physical products sell, and they might want them on iTunes, and, you know, all that money's still going to be coming in, but they're going to be able to make merchandise all for this stuff. But I don't think Fox have really been as good as that. That's always been a bit hit and miss. But you're going to start seeing that from the collector's point of view. You're going to start... current deals will continue to run, and then slowly then all of those brands are going to start sliding under consumer products eventually.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff to transfer and change. And to go back a couple steps there, I don't think we'll see the aliens at the park. We're not going to see Predator at the park. He's not going to be, you know, showing up in the
a parade with aliens.
And no, and you know, Predator's not going to show up in the March of the First Order. They're not going to be in Galaxy of Heroes and stuff like that. And I wouldn't actually be surprised if we didn't see renewals or new contracts with, like, say, Universal Studios or Six Flags or something like that, where those brands that aren't traditionally Disney but are still owned by Disney once the merger goes through, that end up, you know, in other places just because Disney doesn't want them there.
So I mean, to me, like, Hollywood Studios is in the Florida is the easiest location to put them in. But then if they make a fifth park, they've got all this IP, they've got more things they do, because there's a lot more bits and pieces. I mean, in Paris, for example, we had an Armageddon ride. It was awful, but we had an attraction there. So they will put the stuff in. I think they're going to be tweaking it around with it. They might be moving it around. And you'll see a bit more of this. There's going to be lots of brands that we're going to be getting, like Family Guy, Simpsons, which obviously has an impact on parks as well, because we've talked about this in the past. Fox made a deal with Universal. There's a whole section of Universal Studios now that is going to be Disney. It's going to be the Simpsons. So they're going to be paying for that with Marvel and Simpsons. You know, that's a little bit of Universal now that's going over to Disney. So seeing that, there's lots of different brands. There's also an interesting one that, from our point of view, Foxnex, which is a video game company that they're going to be getting hold of. There's also, I think, is it Boom Studios? There's a comic studio that they own a big chunk of as well.
I can't remember if it's Boom or IDW, but I think it's Boom.
Yeah. So all of this is going to start jumping around. They've got the contract. There's going to be a lot of shuffling, lots of waiting for contracts to expire, things being brought out. You know, where we start seeing, you know, there's Aliens comic books and Predator comic books that come under Dark Horse, but Disney are working with Dark Horse on some products. We might not see things moving around a little bit like that. There's going to be a lot of layoffs. They are talking thousands of layoffs. A lot of it is expected on the Fox side. They have been shuffling around all the heads of chiefs, but there's expected to be a lot of sort of basically letting go, because there's gonna be a lot of duplication. For example, there was an article over the weekend about, like, Dark Phoenix, which is coming to cinemas in June, and apparently half the marketing team are temporary staff, and they're not where they should put the, and then the movie just isn't moving in the direction that they would normally be expecting, because the staff aren't there to actually put the publicity together. And, you know, you've got to imagine the marketing department are all going to come sliding over to Disney. You know, the toys, or the licensing, that's all going to come under Disney. You're going to be having just, like, lots of middle management is all going to shift over to Disney, because they're not going to need to have all this. That's the whole point, is to streamline and make things more efficient.
Yeah, and that is kind of the dark side of any corporate merger or takeover or something like that, is, to use corporate speak, jobs will become redundant or unnecessary, and people who've been working primarily at Fox or one of the subsidiaries for a long time will find that their job now belongs to a person who's been at Disney for a long time or someone new incoming. And I wish there was, like, a nice coat of paint we could put on it, but that's, frankly, it's just the way it is. And hopefully at least a lot of these people will have the opportunity to apply to jobs at Disney if they want to, or at least get a good recommendation or a good referral. Sorry. When they start job hunting and other things, keeping in mind, of course, a lot of Disney staff is already temp or, what's the word I'm looking for? Contract. Particularly in their creative departments, they have a lot of contractors and not very many full-time staffers, which I'm not entirely sure I approve of. I think that if you're going to work with somebody and you're going to work with them for a long period of time, they should get the benefits of working full-time. But this is also just the way this market works, for better or worse. And
yeah,
I mean, that's it's still kind of a bitter pill to swallow, though, on any side of the coin. Yeah. So
it's the thing is, it's like things like, you know, DVD and Blu-ray releases. You know, there's no point Disney having having people employed at Fox releasing their movies on DVD when eventually everything is just going to internally move over to the Disney side. So the only good thing is they might be like, well, we've taken on this extra work. We need maybe a couple of people from this team. We'll bring them in, but we don't need the whole team. You know, like I said about the books, you know, they're releasing all these books. Well, we might need a few of them over on Disney book side, but we don't maybe need all of them. You know, there's going to be a lot of this, you know, the HR department, you know, if they're all going to be shifted over to Disney, they might not need the whole entire same team. The accountants, all this kind of stuff, it's all going to, they don't need as many because they're essentially being absorbed by somebody else. But those existing teams will not be able to just take on all the extra workload with the current teams. They're going to need to, so there is going to be side effect. But obviously, yeah, Disney are going to probably side with their own people more. Yeah, they're grabbing lots of Fox executives because they are the ones, but in the middle run there is expected to be a lot. Production crews at the bottom, you know, you don't know if they're still making all these TV shows, might hit them less, but you know, you just don't know. It's gonna be messy. It's not gonna be nice for it all, but in the long run, this is very much part of what's going on in the entertainment industry and the business as a whole. There's a lot of consolidations, a lot of cutting back because the world's changing, and you know, this is just going to be part of it. This whole thing of Fox is going to just naturally just sort of slide into a very different side of things. But it could take 6 months. It could take a year. Not everything's just going to change overnight. But some aspects, you've got to think they're going to be looking to make some quick adjustments quite quickly. You've got to think they're going to want to get that bad news out as quickly as possible.
Yeah, and at the same time, most of the people working at Fox and even the people at Disney, they have to know this is coming. It's not like this will be a surprise for most people. I think there might be a couple of cases of like, oh no, your job is safe. Your job is safe. Your job is safe. Oh, sorry, you're on the street. That kind of thing does tend to happen, but fortunately it's normally fairly minimal. Most of the people who will be, most of the workers who will be directly impacted by this already know, and if they're smart, hopefully they are already looking for a new job in the future. They're working out contacts, etc.
And also there's big issues as well, obviously, with like say with streaming networks, things like Apple and Netflix and Amazon are all upping what they're doing, so they're all going to be jumping the staff as well. So you know, it's just a change in market. But Disney are going to have some major new brands, they're going to have some major new bits and pieces, and it's all going to it's going to be happening this week. So hopefully in the coming weeks ahead, we'll have a little bit more information on where's going, what's been shuffling around. But there's lots of exciting new brands. For me personally, I've been a big, ever since they announced this, I've been very much for this, because it's kind of that thing of being a big Disney fan. They went out and got Star Wars, one of my big IPs that I loved. They went and got Marvel, probably the biggest IPs that I loved. And now they're adding a whole host of new content and products, you know, things like The Simpsons and so many movies and franchises and comic books and stuff like that, that I like. And having that all in place, I think you are going to see a shuffle around. I think you're going to see shuffles around in terms of how many movies they release, but also where those movies are released. We're going to see a shuffle around of the TV channel networks. Are they going to want all those television networks? As the traditional television is dying, where are they going to put all this content? The other big thing, 30% of Hulu that they're just going to be getting this week. It's all going to be, they're all changing direction because of how television is being distributed. And Disney have been the king of making sure their content is distributed and they're controlling it.
Yeah, that is the entire reason Disney Plus exists in the first place, is so they can control content distribution. And Yeah, I don't think that this merger was about content distribution. I mean, it wasn't the major focus. It was obviously part of it, you know, the Hulu stakes and so on. But yeah, there's certainly a factor that with Hulu, Disney Plus, various other outlets, Disney is doing their best to control this. And by getting all of this Fox content, the backlog plus upcoming stuff, they've just increased their value to streaming companies, not just their own, but just all of them, massively, you know, because now if Amazon or Netflix, if they want any of these movies, they've got to come to Disney. And
nope, not for sale.
Which is unfortunate, but at the same time, given that this is Disney Plus, I should be going, yeah, make everything Disney Plus. But I would prefer if consumers had options in their streaming platform.
Well, the thing is as well, is you are going to have options of probably, if you want a particular movie, you'll be able to buy it like on iTunes or Amazon as a digital movie. So I think there's still going to be that thing of, if you want to purchase the movies, you're going to have them available. And then they're going to have the streaming things. But there's a massive back catalog, absolutely massive back catalog of old content, which I could easily see banners up with, you know, all those 40s and 50s and 20s, just a lot of content in there that, there's just so much. This is going to, it's quite hard to see what, you know, when we actually see this film slate. I mean, there will be hundreds, if not probably thousands, of movies and television shows that they're going to have access to. But we're just going to have to wait to see what happens. So on that note, thank you very much for joining us on this episode. Make sure you go check us out over at DisKingdom.com. Also check out our other podcast as well, the What's on Disney Plus podcast. You can also check us out over at Patreon.com/ DisKingdom. If you can help, just $1 a month, it helps keep this podcast going. James, where can they find you?
You can find me, HeroicLegacy.com.
And on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.